Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope you all had a good Wednesday, enjoying a full day of baseball action. We're here to recap Wednesday's news, notes, and more, and get you ready for a small Thursday slate ahead. So let's get into the news and notes from the day. Another pitcher bites the dust. Grayson Rodriguez heads to the IL with right shoulder inflammation. Rodriguez woke up Tuesday after his Monday start feeling sore. The Orioles are staying optimistic in this situation, but more tests will be done to determine the severity of Grayson's injury. John Means was activated from the IL. No word yet on when or if Means will join the rotation, because you'd figure they'd call up a reliever for now until Means' spot in the rotation came up. So kind of a weird situation, but Means is back with the team. And maybe Kyle Bradish starts on Thursday. That's how things are looking as well. Josh Lowe, the Tampa Bay Rays, was supposed to be activated from the IL last Saturday, but a hamstring injury set him back. He will have a rehab outing on Thursday at AAA Durham. We'll see how that thing goes, and the Rays will evaluate Lowe day to day, hopefully getting him back very soon. The White Sox called up Jared Schuster from AAA on Wednesday. Schuster has made three starts at AAA, allowing two runs over his last two starts with seven strikeouts in those two starts. The first start, not so good, seven runs. So hopefully the last two starts is more of what Schuster can bring to the table. The White Sox could use more help in the rotation, but for now there's no word yet on if Schuster will join the rotation or go to the bullpen. Prelander Baroa was sent back to AAA. He's got electric stuff, but control is a major issue for Baroa, so he'll have to try to work on that at AAA. The Brewers and Rays had a little altercation, one might say, on Tuesday, and on Wednesday suspensions were levied for the fight. Abdur Uribe was suspended six games, Freddie Peralta five games, and Jose Siri three games. All the players are appealing their suspensions. On a side note, Abner Uribe was also optioned to AAA on Wednesday. The Boston Red Sox signed Dom Smith to a major league deal on Wednesday. With Tristan Casas' injury, Garrett Cooper recently added, but also dealing with a hand injury now, the Red Sox need more depth at first base and the outfield. We'll get to that shortly. Smith was playing at AAA for the Rays before the Rays released him. He was hitting .263 with two home runs and a stolen base. Rodery Munoz of the Miami Marlins was recalled from AAA to start on Wednesday, and he was outstanding again. Munoz threw six innings while allowing one run on striking out seven. He's made two spot starts now for the Marlins, throwing 11 innings over those two starts with three earned runs and 14 strikeouts. There's been concern about Munoz's walks in the minor league, but he's done well in his two starts with the Marlins, only allowing three walks. It'd be nice to see Munoz stay in the rotation, but we will see with Braxton Garrett returning to the rotation for the Marlins next week. Be ideal if Munoz takes Sixto Sanchez's spot in the rotation. Well, we made it through April, but on May 1st, Byron Buxton leaves the game for the Twins with knee soreness. He was attempting to steal a second base, came up limped off the field. Not ideal, of course. The Twins have the day off on Thursday. Buxton will undergo imaging and more testing, and they will assess the situation on Thursday to determine what to do with Buxton. Feels like an IL stint is coming for Byron Buxton. Masataka Yoshida, after more imaging on his hand, he'll head to the IL with a left thumb strain. He's been battling playing time with the Red Sox, and he's starting to hit over his last few games, but now the injury is just another blow to his recent turmoil with the Sox. The recently signed Dom Smith will take Yoshida's spot on the roster. Christian Encarnacion Strand of the Reds. We talked about his hand issue he's been having. MRI came back clean, took batting practice on Tuesday. He was available off the bench on Wednesday, did not enter the game. He's expected to join the lineup on Friday for the Reds. Tyler Stevenson of the Reds also took a ball off the hand recently. His x-rays have come back negative. He was also available to pinch hit on Wednesday. He should be back on Friday. Miguel Sano of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim has been dealing with inflammation in his surgically repaired knee. He's been out for 7 days, and on this day, the Angels finally placed him on the IL. Willie Calhoun was recalled from AAA to take Sano's spot on the roster. We'll see how much longer Sano has to miss with this knee injury. Many of us were scared when we saw Francisco Lindor exited Wednesday's game. Shortly after that note, we found out Lindor left the game with flu-like symptoms. Joey Wendell came into the game to take Lindor's spot on the at shortstop. Lindor is considered day-to-day. Gabriel Moreno of the Arizona Diamondbacks was scratched from Wednesday's game due to lingering effects from his morning dental procedure. Yes, that is not a typo, folks. He was available off the bench and should return in the next game or two for the D-backs. Steven Matz of the St. Louis Cardinals mentioned yesterday that he was pulled from his last start with a lingering back issue. Matz is scheduled to have an MRI, and then the Cardinals will decide what to do with Matt's back situation. An IL stint makes a ton of sense because he's struggling on the mound, plus the back issue. Go rest for a bit, Steven Matz. Tyler McGill of the Mets will have his second rehab start on Thursday. He struck out all six batters he faced in his first rehab start. Miguel will likely need one or two more rehab starts before rejoining the Mets. Brian Bello of the Boston Red Sox threw a bullpen on Tuesday. Everything went well. Next up is a possible rehab start on Tuesday this next week before rejoining the Red Sox rotation. Zach Gallen left his last start with cramping through a bullpen session this week. Things went well, but the D-backs want to take it slow with Gallen. He may pitch on Friday. No, he will not pitch on Friday. The earliest Gallen will return to the rotation would be Sunday if that happens. Last but not least, we mentioned Chaz McCormick's been dealing with a hamstring issue, and on Wednesday, the Astros placed McCormick on the IL. The Astros recalled infielder Jacob Amaya from AAA. Amaya's only hitting 190 at AAA with a home run and no stolen bases, so he does not add any immediate fantasy value. All right, before we look at today's highlights and a peek at Thursday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Hitting highlights from Wednesday, Willy Adames continues his great start to the season. Adames went 2-for-4 with two home runs, two runs scored, and four RBIs. Willy's now hitting .278 on the season with six homers, 18 runs scored, 21 RBIs, and four stolen bases. After a down 2023, we're seeing the shades of that 2022 Willy Adames. Tommy Pham. A lot of people were wondering why no team was interested in Pham. He's flourished since joining the White Sox. 2-for-4 with a double, a home run, two runs scored, and two RBIs on Wednesday for Pham. He's now hitting .375 with a homer, six runs scored, two RBIs, while striking out only 8.3% of the time since joining the White Sox. Michael Massey continues to get things going after he came off the IL. He went 1-for-4 with a home run, a run scored, and four RBIs on Wednesday. Massey has now hit safely in five straight games with two home runs, four runs scored, and seven RBIs over the five games. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Starting pitching highlights from Wednesday, Shoto Imanaga, seven shutout innings against the New York Mets. Three hits, one walk, and seven strikeouts. Shota has been outstanding at 15 whiffs and a 26% CSW on 87 pitches. Shota has made six starts now for the Cubs. He's 5-0 with a total of three earned runs allowed with 35 Ks and 34 and two-thirds innings pitched. Just great stuff from Shota. Colin Ray of the Milwaukee Brewers continues to get it done. Six shutout innings with four hits, two walks, and five Ks on Wednesday. Ray had nine whiffs and a 34% CSW on 99 pitches. Through six starts, Ray is 3-0 with a 2.67 ERA. But a 4.62 xFIP and only 23 Ks and 33 and two-thirds innings pitched. If you really dig in on Colin Ray, which was one of the topics on the Bloom board from Tuesday night's Bubba and the Bloom podcast, there's some outliers that make you wonder if this is sustainable for Colin Ray. Last but not least, Rodery Munoz, six innings, one earned, three hits, two walks, and seven Ks in the spot start for the Marlins. He had 12 whiffs and a 30% CSW on 82 pitches. Munoz has been solid in his two outings since his two spot starts for the Marlins. He's 11 innings pitched, three earned, 14 Ks, and three walks. Hopefully he can stick in the rotation. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Wednesday. Alex Lang picked up his second save of the season for the Detroit Tigers as Foley got the day off. Raisel Iglesias picked up his eighth save of the year. Gregory Soto is second save of the year for the Phillies. Hoffman got the save on Tuesday. Alvarado prior to that. Revolving door in Philadelphia. Clay Holmes picked up his 10th save of the year for the Yankees. Anthony Maldonado, his first save of the year for the Marlins. That was a surprise. Hector Neris picked up his fifth save of the year for the Cubs as he continues to get it done, even with the walk issues there. Kyle Finnegan, his 10th save of the year for the Nats, and Emmanuel Clase picked up his 9th save of the year for the Cleveland Guardians. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, a quick look at Thursday's action on the diamond. It's like 6 games, 4 or 5 day games, a couple afternoon games. Not a lot going on. It's a typical Thursday in baseball these days. A lot of traveling taking place. So you have an early slate starting at 12:10 Eastern for DFS. Edward Cabrera versus the Rockies stands out. Nate Eovaldi versus the Nationals and Ben Brown versus the Mets would be my 3 targets there. The bats I'm looking for on the slate, Cubs versus Hauser, Texas versus Parker is what I'd like to see there. Some things I'm looking forward to on Thursday. I like to see how Edward Cabrera does versus Colorado, a matchup he should dominate. Walks are always concerned with Cabrera. See if he can continue his good start since rejoining the team. I keep loving this Yankees-Orioles series. It's been a lot of fun to watch. We had Carlos Rodon on the bump on Thursday, taking on Kyle Bradish, who should be making his season debut for the Orioles. That should be much CTV. And then Mitchell Parker at the Texas Rangers. Parker has been really good for the Nationals, but it looks like a lot of kind of smoke and mirrors when it comes to Mitchell Parker. Now he faces a big-time offense. We'll see how – he's faced a couple before, but we'll see if this luck streak can continue with Mitchell Parker. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Make sure y'all go to pitcherlist.com. Go check out PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. Sign up. You get into the awesome Discord that Pitcherlist has going for us. You get some of the new tools, PLV Plus, and there's more tools coming down the line there. You get Nick's weekend fab pitching podcast. You get projections and so much more. So go check it out, PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap the small slate of Thursday and get you ready for Friday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Thursday, May 2nd edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes.
Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList.
And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.